For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens. We continue with John Ron Caroni, Weed Science Farm Advisor Emeritus, UC Cooperative Extension Napa Valley, specializing in weed control and cover crops. Also, some of his areas of expertise are in IPM, weed affecting plants, and wine grapes, to name a few. He continues with weed control and the types of weed control under grapevine.
I've gotten a lot of questions lately about undervine weed control. Now, the funny thing is, and I know there's a few people my age who have been doing this as long as I have, all these new techniques that we're coming up with that were kind of stalled, well, it kind of has, not only research, but mostly acceptance. You saw Scott Steinmoss's talk yesterday, was the graduate student at Davis when we did this work in Sonoma in the early 90s. But when glyphosate was $150 a gallon, we did lots of work. So this is coming back now. But most of the work I've been doing with is Zorro fescue. But the thing is they have to buy a mower. I did a presentation in Sonoma, and one of the growers said, John, how about getting a mower? I said, mower's fantastic. There were 125 people in the audience. I said, how many of the rest of you have mowers? She raised her hand. She was the only one. So we got to look at some new equipment. We can't just use that old sprayer in the back, the 50-50 with an old OC nozzle on it. It's competitive when it's growing, and it's also competitive when it dies. The thing is, it's holding grape leaves, but if you've gone and you're not going to be spraying, it doesn't matter if the grape leaves are there or not.
For California Ag Today, I'm Mike Stevens.